When it comes to the estate tax, or death tax as some know it, the big question at this point is whether or not Congress will be able to pass any kind of new legislation before it expires by the end of the year. And that's the question I asked Colin Woodall, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
I'm afraid that we're not going to see this happen. There's just not a whole lot of will for it in the Senate, and that's where it has to come from right now. Everybody's waiting for the Senate to act. Senator Reid has made it very clear that this is going to take too much money out of the Treasury. He's trying to help find money for the president's agenda. But we were going to see the Lincoln-Kyle Amendment, Senators Lincoln from Arkansas and Kyle from Arizona. It would have increased the exemption amounts to $5 million per person, $10 million per couple. Anything over that would have been taxed at a reduced rate of 35%. It's something that we supported. It was an amendment, and Mr. Reid, the majority leader, took that away and said that that was not going to allow to be offered. So, unfortunately, I think that may have been one of the last opportunities we had this year just because the clock's running out.
The House and Senate have adjourned for their summer recess, and Woodall said there won't be much time to work on it when they do return.
When they come back, they have to work on the budget before the fiscal year ends in September, and then basically all we have left is a potential lame duck session after the elections. We know that taxes are a hot item, but at the end of the day, this administration needs money, and they're not too interested in tax cuts, so I'm afraid it's going to roll over into January with the new higher rates, and it's going to take just a sheer outcry from the countryside before Congress finally listens.
Many in agriculture have been hoping for a permanent fix to the estate tax to keep it from returning to pre-2001 levels, but now it looks as though it will revert back to a 55% tax on estates worth only $1 million or more on January 1st. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.